Welcome to Reformation Platform Ministry. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please listen with your heart as the servant of God brings forth the Word of Life.
I was asking the Lord that, why is it that the people are not taught these things? You know, I mean, it's not normal that from place to place, from generation to generation, many of these things remain hidden. And the Bible is always open. It has always been there. So I was just curious. I wanted to know. So as I was breathing, he said something to me that shocked me. He said, because those who preach don't love me. I didn't get it. I was like, But I was asking that, why is it that these things are not taught? He said, yes. He said, that's what I said. That's because many of people who preach or teach the Bible, they do not love me. So, of course, so I was confused. So he went into scriptures and he asked me to go to John. No, he started from Galatians. I don't have enough time, so I will just touch it briefly. You understand? Because I need to talk about these things. So he went to Galatians and he said, Galatians 1, 6 to 10. And I read it first from NKJV. It was strong and all that. But by the time I read it from Amplified Classic, I began to mourn. Now, I wasn't only mourning for the church, even though there's more than enough reason to mourn, but I was mourning for the preachers who are putting their head. I don't know. Maybe someone can help me translate. Toba kori ebo wala. How do you translate that? You saw yourself and you put your head inside trouble that you cannot be free from. Because what I saw there, you know, I read three passages of the Bible that not only saddened me, but made me very eager to talk to as many people who are preaching or who want to preach. Because of what I saw in Galatians 1, 6 to 10, Amplified Classic. But it was going on. You know, he said that they don't love me. He said, if they love me, they will feed my sheep. So he now took me to John, you understand, 21, when Jesus, after he had risen from the dead, and he was asking Peter three times, do you love me? So for the first time, I was able to understand what he was saying. And for the first time, I was able to connect loving God with feeding his people. I'm not talking about giving them trickles. If you're talking about feed, what does the word feed mean? The word feed. Did he say give them snacks? Is snacks feeding? What's feeding? Food, correct food. Then I got to 1 Corinthians 16:22. You know, and what I saw there now took me back to Galatians, you understand? Will you read it for me? That's not where I'm going, so I just want to touch it quickly and then move away from there, okay? 1 Corinthians 16:22. He said, if any man does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. Amen. And that's the exact word that was used about people who preach false gospel. Bible says that anyone who preaches those things, let him be anathema. It was the same thing. Can somebody read it for me quickly? I need to move away from it because that's not what I'm teaching on. I just wanted to touch it.
If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
let him be anathema.
Yes.
Maranatha.
I thought I was reading from Amplified Classic. Read Galatians 1, 6 to 10, but you have to be fast. 6 to 10 from Amplified Classic. I just want to touch it quickly and then I'm away from there. Because I don't have the time to stay there.
I'm surprised and I'm astonished. That you are so quickly turning renegade and deserting him who invited and called you.
Yes.
By the grace that is unmerited people of Christ.
Yes.
The Messiah.
Yes.
And that you are transferring your allegiance.
You are transferring your allegiance
to a different.
To a different.
Even an opposition
gospel. Even an opposition gospel.
Not that there is any other genuine gospel.
You know, this was another place where I was afraid. There's no other gospel. There's only one. So, and it doesn't matter how many years people are lying, calling something gospel that it is not. Oh, ni don ko wa change suddenly pe gospel ni. No. And that's scary. Amen. That is what?
Scary.
He woke me up, which day was that? And he was talking to me about this gospel of the kingdom. So I was worried. And I began to talk about different types of gospels. Deliverance gospel. Prosperity gospel. Paranoia gospel. You know, people that are paranoid. They too have a form of gospel. Materialism gospel. There's almost, motivational speaking gospel. All manner. Read on, please. Like I said, I'm not teaching on it. I just want to touch it quickly and then move on.
There are obviously some that are troubling. And disturbing.
And disturbing.
And bewildering you.
And bewildering you.
With a different kind of teaching.
With a different kind of teaching.
Which they offer as the gospel.
Which they offer as the gospel.
And want to pervert and distort the gospel.
And what they intend to do is to pervert and distort the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know what is the gospel? It's actually the same message Jesus preached and taught, and the things he practiced. That's the gospel. If it is not exactly that, it is not the gospel, and it is not. And whatever they are doing is not of the Lord. Go ahead.
And distort the gospel of Christ the Messiah into something.
They want to distort the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ
into something
which it is absolutely not.
But even if we...
Now, that's that place that we read in 1 Corinthians 16:22 now. Even if we...
Or an angel...
Even if me, Abraham, or an angel from heaven...
Should preach to you...
If I should ever preach to you...
A gospel contrary to...
Any other gospel that is contrary to...
And different from that which we
preach... And different from that which the Lord Jesus preached and handed to his apostles...
Let him be accursed.
Let me be accursed.
Anathema.
I'm saying let me be anathema.
Devoted to
what I mean is let me be devoted to destruction.
Doomed to eternal.
Let me be doomed to eternal doom. This is what they are putting their head under. All in the name of wanting to make money.
As we said
before. Go on quickly, please, because I don't want to stay on it at all.
So I now say,
yes.
If anyone is preaching to you
a gospel
different from or
that is different from or is contrary to
that which you
receive from the Lord Jesus and then from his apostles, as it is recorded in the Bible,
let him be accursed.
Let him be anathema. Let him be devoted to destruction. Let him be doomed to eternal punishment. So you understand now the meaning of if any man does not love the Lord Jesus, let him be what? Anathema. And it takes not loving him to lie to his people because he wants to collect money. Amen. It takes not loving him to go and be looking for power where there's no power. All in the name of deceiving and deluding people. But the Lord is coming. And he will be valiant on that day. He's taking his church back from all charlatans, no matter how big they are. And the truth of the gospel that Jesus preached is going to return back to the church because the king will return.
Amen.
And every person who has walked in falsehood and who has elevated the devil, they will all come down with their master. And it will be clear to all so that they will fear him. Why did I come like this today? I was looking at even ordinarily the secondary reasons why Jesus came. I'm not talking yet about the primary reason why he came. You know when I say something secondary? You are saying it's not of utmost importance. Isn't it also? Even things that are, yeah, they are good. But that's not what Yoruba has called the cocoa. That's not the actual thing. But it's also part of what he has achieved. Even if all what they preach are these things, let me tell you, the church will be powerful and mighty. And those things are even secondary. Do you understand my pain? Because when I saw it, see, I walk with God and I'm privy to his eternal plans. And I know how much he loves each one of us here. That's why I don't allow anybody to kneel down for me. You understand? Daddy, Papa, all those things they call themselves. That's why I don't allow it. Do you know why? Because I know that I'm not in any way better than you. What did I say I'm not? I'm not in any way better than you. There's nothing that I have that if I come now before God, you cannot come. So because I know that you can also report me, since we have the same father, do you understand? To tell myself, me and you, we are brothers and sisters or siblings. The Lord Jesus is even our firstborn. So I don't have any advantage over. Do you know why I stopped there? Even this one, people are not free even from this one. Do you understand? When you say secondary, can somebody who had never known how to read and write go to secondary school? Why? Because you need the fundamentals, the actual reason, right? And it is so sad. Why can't people approach God? It's because they are not free from the guilt of sin. They are not free from the power of sin. They are not free from the consequences of sin. Yet, by the coming of Jesus Christ, what has happened to us? Why he came is to free us from the guilt of sin, such that you can say, my father. And even if there's any devil anywhere saying to you, who is your father? You too, you are calling yourself, you are calling God your father. Is God your father? Does God know you? You can say to him, that there's therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and of death. And when you quote that, Satan knows that there's nothing he can do because that's the truth. Do you understand? There's no condemnation. Jesus speaking in John 5, is it 5:24? Please help me check if I'm right. John 5:24. He was saying that anyone who hears my word and believes in him who sent me, is free from condemnation. And he has passed over from death into life. You see why I am mourning? Even the things that are very small, the ABC of Christianity, this generation doesn't know it in the last 50 years. How many years, Zyko? Yeah, in the last 50 years. The things you see me teach and all of those things, I didn't learn them from church. And it's not that I wasn't trying to go to church. It was after I got tired that I stayed back at home. And by the time I came back after 4 years, I found I didn't miss anything. I'm not saying it. I'm not happy saying it. But I am telling you what is happening. Why did Jesus come? Is to free me from the guilt of sin. Let me ask you this. What's that thing that will not make you to stand in the presence of God? Is it not guilt? Who is reading John 5:24 that I said?
I assure you most solemnly.
I'm assuring you the Lord Jesus said.
I tell you.
And I'm telling you.
The person whose ears are open to my words. Who listens to my message?
Is that Amplified Classic?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Who listens to my message?
And believes and trusts in and clings to and relies on the Lord
who sent me.
Has possessed now.
Jesus said that person has possessed now
eternal life.
Not tomorrow. Now eternal life.
And it does not come into judgment.
And it does not come into condemnation or judgment. That is,
it doesn't incur sentence of judgment. And it will not come under condemnation.
It won't come under that guilt.
But he has already passed over.
He has passed over
out of death
into life. He has left the realm of death, Satan's kingdom, and he has crossed over into the realm of life, God's kingdom. Are you remembering several of our prayer points? That when you pray those things, if you were not bound before, that's not when you'll be bound. Because by your mouth, you will be justified. And by your mouth, you will be condemned. To free us from guilt. Of sin, from the power of sin. I don't have the time, but can somebody read for me quickly 1 Corinthians 15:56? It's just 4 points, it's just that it has several things inside it.
The sting of death is sin.
The sting of death is sin.
And the strength of sin is the law.
And the power of sin is what? The law. So it came to free us from the power of sin. The law. How did he do it? By fulfilling all the law for us. Amen. And as he lives in us. Now, look at the danger of religion. Religion gives you the law, and religion insists that you should keep the law. Now, if you are able to keep it, you are in trouble. If you are not able to keep it, you are under a curse. Can you see an impossible system? Because the purpose of the law was that it was supposed to be our schoolmaster. It was supposed to bring us to Christ. So that Jesus will lead by our way. So after Jesus has delivered us, people came in and they came in with the law. See, the Old Testament is the Bible, just like the New Testament. Eh? But the law that was recorded in the Old Testament, that is not part and parcel of the Bible. That's part and parcel of an old system. Do you get it now? But because history is in the Bible, we have to understand where it was coming from. If there was no Old Testament, would you even believe the Bible? Because you'll be wondering, where are we coming from? So everything has to be recorded. Very quickly, Romans 10:4 Amplified Classic. Very, very quickly, please. Because I don't have the time. I just want to touch it, and then I'm moving away. So that I can come and talk about the consequences of sin.
Romans 10:4.
Christ is the end of the law.
That is the limit at which it ceases to be.
Jesus Christ is the limit. You know limit. When they rule line. That your end, though, is at this point. It is when Christ came and fulfilled it, that is the limit that the law ceases to be.
For the law, for the Lord leads up to him.
The Lord leads up only to him. It doesn't exceed him. Mm-mm. It only leads up to him.
Who is the fulfillment of it?
Because he is the fulfillment of the types, all the types of the law, all the things that are in the law. You know, for instance, the lamb that must be sacrificed, all of those things. Jesus is the fulfillment of all of those types, all of those burnt offerings, all of those, you know, scapegoats, all of those things. Jesus is the one that came to fulfill everything. And in Jesus, the purpose which the law was designed
to accomplish
is already fulfilled.
That is, the
purpose of the law is fulfilled in him.
As the means of righteousness.
Please hold on. That is now what the Pentecostal church, that same law that Jesus has fulfilled, the Pentecostal church, especially the one in America, copied by the ones in Nigeria, especially Southern Nigeria. That's what they went to bring. They started calling themselves prophets. And it's as if the moment they say that they are prophets, it gives them a license not to stay in the word of God. And when a man does not stay in the word of God, you have seen a man in the hands of the devil. What did I say? Yeah. How can we trace what you are doing, whether it's of God or not, except by the word? Am I making sense? But anything that makes you say, bring stones. David brought stones. In the New Testament, did they bring stones? And then before you know it, you are putting pebble inside anointing oil with mustard seed so that their faith can grow. That's concussion already. Babala woman say, no, could you bend a law? That's the same thing with those witch doctors. That's what they do now.
For everyone, that is right, and the means of righteousness,
that yes,
right relationship to God.
Yes.
For everyone who trusts in.
Everyone who trusts in
and
adhere to
and relies
on
him,
Jesus Christ. Once you believe in him, you have no business with the law. Amen. And for those who have, you know, they preach grace gospel. You don't know those ones. They talk about we have grace, we can live in sin. Bible is clear in Galatians 6:1. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Bible says God forbid. Anyone who continues in sin is a sinner. And a sinner is in the hand of Satan. Simple. There's no need to, no matter the packaging, no matter the suit. The consequences of sin. Read very quickly for me because I don't have the time. Romans 5:12-15, very quickly. It came to free us from the guilt, the power, and the consequences of sin. That's just one part, too. Yes?
Therefore, as sin came into the world,
as sin came into the world
through one man,
and death.
As the result of sin.
So death came in as a result of sin.
So death spread to all men.
Can you see the consequences of sin? So death spread to all men.
No one being able to stop it.
No one was able to stop it.
Or to escape its power.
Because all men have sinned. The moment Adam ate that thing that God told him not to eat, that fruit, all of us ate it in Adam. All of us were in his testicles. You understand? So when he sent Adam out, how many people went out? All of us. Until Jesus came again to look for us and reclaim us and redeem us that we may return back into the family and take our place back again as children of God. He came to free us from the consequences of sin. And people preach today that these consequences still remain. They didn't die, yo. They didn't suffer for you. They didn't shed their blood. And they are claiming that these things still remain. Where did you stop?
13.
Oh yeah, be fast. Sin was in the world before the law was given.
But sin
was not charged to men's account because there was no law.
Yet death held sway from Adam to Moses.
Yet, despite that, death held sway from Adam, even to Moses, the lawgiver himself.
Even over those who did not themselves transgress.
Death held sway even over those who didn't transgress. Who didn't disobey God the way Adam did. Yet death reigned over them until Christ the life came. Because the Bible says in him was life. And that life was the life. Sorry. And that.
Yes. But God's
free
gift is not at all to the time.
No. Just to verse 15. Okay. Go ahead.
God's free gift is not at all to be compared to the trespass.
Yes.
That is, his grace is out of all proportion.
Yes.
To the fall of man.
Yes.
For if many died through one man's failing.
Look at the consequences of sin. Many died because one man sinned.
Much more profusely did God's grace and the free gift that comes through the undeserved.
But look at the consequences of salvation. One man now died. And as many people who believe that man, what happens to them? God says that they are free. Amen. Is that all?
Yes, sir. And the free gift that comes through the undeserved favor of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound and overflow to and for the benefit of many.
I don't have time, but I want us all to read. I think it's you're reading Romans, have you?
Yes,
5. Let everybody read from his Bible, verse 17. Let me just show you something quickly and then I'm moving on from there. I won't even explain it. I just want you to know the kind of life that he has already made available for you. Read it, verse 17, everybody together. Yes. Through that woman, yes. How much more? Of grace, and of the free gift of righteousness, yes. Wait, shall I do what in life? What are you supposed to do in life? Do you see, shall struggle through life, shall hustle through life, and God blessing their hustle? Did you see it there? They shall do what? They shall reign. One translation, I think, is Amplified Classic. They shall reign as kings. Is it there? It's there. They shall reign. No, that's in verse 17. What are you saying? They shall reign as kings. Nothing is meant to reign over a man. Do you know who you are? When God made you, he made you over all things. You're next to God in position and in power. Nothing is supposed to rule or reign over you. Nothing is supposed to terrify you. You are supposed to terrify everything. What did I say?
Nothing is supposed to terrify me. It's supposed to terrify
you. Sin was what removed all of that, that stripped you naked. And by the coming of Jesus, what has he done? He has clothed you back again. Amen. Each person is supposed to know these things. And so that even if you don't see me again, you should be able to walk how? In victory all the days of your life. Satan hates the preaching of the cross because we expose his impotence. Amen. That's why they have given to their ministers all manner of things that they can preach. But not the cross. Not what Christ has done. Now, so I'm seeing point number one, to free us from the guilt, power, and consequences of sin, and to deliver us. For those who want to go to the deliverance ministry, Jesus has already delivered you. The Bible is clear in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And he shall call his name Jesus because he shall save his people, or he shall deliver his people from their sins. He said, no. I know you are born again. I know you are a Christian. But have you gone for deliverance? What does that mean? Where is this in the Bible? That after Because the word of God said that if the Son of God sets you free, how?
Free.
Amplified Classic says you are really and unquestionably free. Then you tell me that I must come for deliverance again. Are you all right? You are the one that needs deliverance. Do you notice something? Have they gone beyond the deliverance? Every week, what are they still doing since they started? Aha. To by 100 years, you can't go beyond Christ and think, those who preach money, have they gone beyond money? The only theme of scripture that you can keep preaching, even in the age of ages, in eternal life, what we'll still be teaching the new upcoming generations about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has achieved. Not so that they can repent or anything, but so that they know the history of the kingdom that they are living in. But every other thing else that you preach will finish. Christ can't finish. And the reason is simple. Because he was before all things. Amen?
Amen.
He's in existence now. And he's still yet to come. Amen. He came to deliver us from all the legal power and spiritual rights of the devil over mankind. Yeah, Satan used to have legal power. What gave him legal power was sin. What did I say? What gave him legal power and leverage to be able to have power over men? Because, see, I want to ask you. You know that cherubims are not angels. Eh? They are even mightier than archangels. I hope you know. Eh? Eh? Is man under archangels? Eh? How have you ever, where have you ever seen it? That because, you know, daddy has some trusted servants. They are now bigger in hierarchy to the children of the family. Eh? Have you ever seen it before? So, this rebellious cherubim, Lucifer, now wants men to be worshipping him. Shall you see that? It's somehow now. Is it not somehow? And so many men are gladly worshipping him. God gave man authority over all things. Everything he created with his hands. Somebody should read for me quickly. Hebrews 2, 6 to 8. And Psalm 8. From verse 4 to verse 6. Hebrews 2, 6 to 8. Psalm 8, 4, from verse 4 to verse 6. Yes?
Was one testified in a certain place?
Yes.
What is man that you are mindful of him?
What is man that you are mindful of him?
Or the son of man that you take care of him?
Or the son of man that you take care of him?
You have made him a little lower than the angels.
You have made him a little lower than the angels?
You have crowned him with glory and honor.
Why did he make him a little lower than the angels? Because of the experience of death. Angels have never died before. They don't know how to die. Amen? But it's only a man that has tasted death before. So when Jesus was going to come and help those who are fallen, even though they are fallen angels, right or wrong, he didn't come to meet fallen angels. So he came to his own family. He too tasted death for them so that they don't need to die again. Yes?
I'm setting over the work of your hands.
So I'm saying that it was because they tasted death, that's why they were put a little lower than the angels, and it was for a little while. Do you know that in Hebrews 2, Bible was saying that, I think around verse 6, was saying that it was written in a certain place that the world to come, that's the age of ages to come in the future, is not given, the governance of it is not given to angels. It's given to man. Then angels will be under man. Do you know that men are supposed to judge angels? And people in Nigeria are going up and down shedding blood so that they can have power. I don't get it. Power that is willing to give you free of charge. I'm sure we will soon get there. He's giving you free of charge all of his power. He gave you. And assured you that you have all power over all the powers of the devil. And somebody will go to Baba Khan to give him power. If the Baba has power, how come he's still where he is? Jesus. Freedom, please.
You have put all things.
You have put how many things?
All things.
In subjection.
Under his feet.
So that you be clear now. Let us now go to, are you in Hebrews? That Hebrews 2 that I said. Sorry? Oh, okay, that's what I see reading. Okay. Perfect. Go on.
For in that he put all.
That's what I was looking for. In that he put all things
in subjection
under him. He left nothing
that is not put
under man. All the works of his hands, he left it under the control of man. That's what he has come to do. Can you see what I'm saying? Was I right or not when I was saying that? If the church is teaching just only this number one, is that not good enough? Won't people be free? And then you hide the whole thing and you keep collecting money from them. I don't get it. That's calm now. You are not doing services and you are collecting money. I don't know. Am I making sense? Or I'm just the only one reasoning like this. Yes?
But now we do not yet see all things put on that.
Yes?
We see Jesus.
But we see Jesus.
Who was made a little lower than the angels.
He was made a little lower than the angels.
For the suffering of the death.
Because of death that he suffered. Now we see him crowned with glory and honor.
That he. By the grace of God.
He might taste death for every man. Now, Jesus has been glorified. Is it not so? And where does that Jesus live? So you understood what I said last week? That I look at you and I'm afraid of what you are going to become. Because when you understand that the resurrected Christ is the one that lives inside of you. I was sharing with somebody, I said, Satan's creator lives inside me. Amen. It is no longer I, but Christ that liveth in me. It's not my fault. He does not live inside angels. Hallelujah.
Amen.
An angel cannot contain God, but man can. That is why no matter what a man has, he's not contented. Because the size of the way God made man's spirit, the only thing or the only being that can contain man and man will be contented is God. Anything less would have been pay. Can you mark mommy? Let's say that you are trying to fill the ocean. You understand? So you know, no matter how much you have put, it will be enough. I'm even using a poor explanation because God is bigger than the universe. Amen. So, he came to free us from and deliver us from all the legal power of Satan and all the spiritual rights that Lucifer or Satan or devil has over mankind. This one, I don't have the time. It's a long reading from Romans 5, 12 to 21. So maybe when you get home, take time and read it. It will shock you. You will see the reason, the thing that Satan was using to claim power and to claim right and authority. And you see how it was taken away from him because Christ came to die for us. So he has no legal power. In the spirit realm, no legal power. He knows. That's why he hates the preaching of the cross. Because the preaching of the cross exposes him for what he is. It's a fraud. What is it? It's a fraud. Every enemy of my household. Let me tell you. Me, I grew up with a witch. Amen. I didn't say they revealed it. I know. My grandmother was like that. And I lived in the same house with her. My other siblings don't eat anything from her. I'm the only one that eats those things. This is me. Because there's a place when you touch Jesus, you will know it's real. Tell every enemy that wants to destroy my life. Ah, Jesus. Oh, help me in Jesus' name. You know, it's just ridiculous what you are saying. It's just ridiculous. Very quickly, he has freed us from all every spiritual rights of the devil over mankind. Luke 4, 5 to 6, very quickly, because I need to move on. Yes. 5 to 6.
Then the devil. Taking him up on a high mountain.
Taking Jesus up on a high mountain.
Showed him all the kingdoms of the world.
He showed him all the kingdoms of the world.
In a moment of time. And the devil said to me.
And the devil said this to Jesus. All this splendor I will give you.
And their glory. Has been delivered to me.
Can you see that? These things that you see in the old world, though, the old world was delivered to me. That is, you know, who was the original governor or ruler of the old world when God made him?
Adam.
Do you understand? The first man. He was the one who, and when God made him, God said it that, in fact, before he made him, he said, let us make man in our own image and after our own likeness. That is, when God is standing and Adam is standing, what will you see? You will see a likeness. You will see that this is the son of this person. You understand? And this man misbehaved, threw away his heritage, and gave it to his father's enemy. So now, he wants to be apportioning plots of land to people. Satan doesn't give any man the old world. He doesn't have more than the old world. So he'll be giving them. Go ahead.
For this has been delivered to me.
It was delivered to me.
I wish.
So I can give it to whoever I wish.
Therefore, if you will worship before me.
The only thing you need to do is to worship me. Once you worship me, once you bow, everything will be your own. Amen. Can you see? Jesus took that spiritual right that it was delivered to him. He took it from him. Listen, I didn't say that Satan is not the ruler, the God, small G-O-D, of this world. He is. Because the bulk of humanity serves him. Amen. But on the day the master comes, that's the day you will understand how weak Satan is. He will come first at the rapture of the church, right? And after 7 years, he will return with the church and is coming to reclaim his creation. And there's nothing Satan can do. In fact, the Bible says an angel will take Satan. So there's no epic fight of, you know, Jesus is down with his sword and Satan, there's nothing like that. There's nothing like that. It is an angel. Revelation chapter 20, verse 1. An angel will take him and will chain him and will kick him into the bottomless pit. An angel. Hi. Satan's rebellion on earth, okay? I mean, by bringing Adam and Eve into sin, God gave a prophecy. In Genesis 3:15. Yes, who is reading for us? Yes, verse 15. Yes, I will put enmity, that's irreconcilable hostility, between you and the woman,
and between your seed
and her seed.
It shall bruise thy head.
Her seed will crush, that's the meaning of the word bruise there, your head.
And thou shalt bruise his heel.
But you will crush his heel. And like I always say, imagine that the two people had an accident. One's heel was crushed. The other person's head was crushed. Who will survive? Amen. See, the heel of Jesus crushing the head of Satan was the cross. Do you understand it now? By death, he destroyed him who had the power of death. Amen. That's it here in Hebrews 2, 14 to 15. Read for us very quickly. I don't want you to be afraid of any witches and wizards. Hey, whatever, you don't understand. It is Willy Willy defending ghost. Whatever the thing is called. Many years ago, I'm not sure whether Brashevon will remember. I told him, I said, no matter the creature, whether you know it or you don't even know that it's in existence, he made them all. And nothing is going to come from anywhere now all of a sudden, and then Agbara Jesu Oka. Go see. Shagun was asking, Then I was sitting in my father's house. I wasn't even married. He was saying, Tobari Banko, Tobari Banko, Monique Obama for Dini. When you say in the name of Jesus, whether you say it in Arabic, if you understand Arabic, or you say it in Hausa, or you say it in Igbo, or you say it in Efik, or it is Ibibio that used to say it, or you say it in French, or you say it in Spanish, they hear the languages. Especially if what you are saying is in the name of Jesus, it will be translated to them. Yes. Can you see that now? So he partook, he became a man. Because of men, since they are subject to death, he now came to die on their behalf, so that by his death for them, he would destroy him. Can you imagine that Satan has been destroyed? Amen.
Amen.
He would destroy him that was the one holding the power of death. He finished him. He, you know, in such a way, irrecoverably, holy recover. So the only thing they can do is let us hide it. And he caused several men to come and start preaching. They too had voices. Bolu, Bolu, my servant. I will give you a great ministry. Say, who am I hearing? I am your Lord. There are different Lords. Luke 10, verse 19. Yes?
Now you understand.
But
I have imparted to you all my authority.
He wants you to understand. Do you understand? You see that all power in heaven and on earth, all authority over everything and over everyone has been given to me, that was given to him. He said, now you understand that I've imparted it to you. See, he doesn't give you right to rule over another man. Do you understand? But he gave you right to rule over all things. Not another man, because he's also a ruler like you. Amen. And that's why, no matter how much you try to put somebody down, man will always, like, you're not supposed to be over me. Because that's how God made men. Men are supposed to be led. They are not supposed to be ruled. It's another day for that kind of talk. And even the leading has to be by example. And those who qualify for leadership are those who are also equally led. Follow me as I follow Christ. That's the principle of godly leadership. Yes, you are reading on. Now you understand. I have imparted. What's the meaning of the word impart? Is it not transmit? or transfer. Right? Now, even beyond that, where is he living now? The person that has all this power. He's living inside me. I've imparted to you all my authority. Yes?
To trample over his kingdom.
What does it mean of trample? To squash Satan's cockroach kingdom. You trample. You crush them. Yes?
You will trample upon every demon before
you. You will trample upon every demon.
Before you. And overcome every power Satan possesses.
The Lord Jesus said, you will overcome every power that Satan possesses. How many?
Every.
Is it the daddy Geos, and mommy Geos, and uncle Geos, and auntie Geos? No, once you are a child of God. Amen. Yes?
Absolutely nothing.
Will be able to harm you.
As you walk in this authority.
Amen. Amen. That is the rendition of Luke 10:19. Behold, I've given unto you power to trample over scorpions and serpents and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's the TPT translation of it. I've imparted to you all my authority to trample over his kingdom. You will trample upon every demon before you and overcome every power Satan possesses. Absolutely nothing will be able to harm you as you walk in this authority. So there's no need to be afraid of anything. Those are the secondary reasons why he came. Amen. But like I said, I don't have enough time to explain it in just one meeting. Okay? As we are going to stand up to pray, we'll be asking for help. Help that we will be able to walk in all of these things that Jesus has already died to give you for free. So that you will no longer, let us stand up, so that you will no longer be indebted to men. And so that you will no longer be enslaved by men. I want you to ask him, Lord Jesus, you have died to free me from the guilt, power, and consequences of sin. Let me walk in its reality.
Amen.
From today, as I go back to study these things, help me to begin to walk in the fullness of it. Help me to begin to walk in the fullness of it. In the name of Jesus. Help me to begin to walk in the fullness of it. In the name of Jesus. I want to begin to walk in the fullness of it. I want to be able to look up and talk to you without condemnation. Because you have said to me that there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and of death. I begin to walk in the freedom that Christ has purchased for me. You have delivered me from all the legal power and spiritual rights that Satan has over mankind. Help me that becomes my reality from henceforth, in the name of Jesus Christ. The conviction that Satan has no right over me. You have delivered me from fear. Instead, you have told me to fear you alone. And you promised me that if I fear you, everything else will fear me. Lord, help me to walk in the fullness of it. Even in the name of Jesus. Zatukabarama lektata shugo babayagane. The beauty of it all is that Jesus that we are talking about is alive. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. And he said, wherever two or three of you are gathered together in my name, I will be there with you. And he's not a liar. Oh Lord, we worship today. We ask that you help us. You have come to die for me so that I will see and experience the total defeat and permanent destruction of Satan. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I want you to pray this prayer with understanding, this particular one. How do you destroy something without killing it? It's simple. Satan is a serpent, right or wrong? If you want to destroy a serpent, is it by killing it? No. You defang it. What did I say you do? It is the fangs that they use to transmit poison. Do you understand? When you defang it, you have destroyed it. By the cross, he stripped Satan of all his power. You understand? By death, he destroyed him who used to have the power of death. Now, today, according to Revelation 1:18, he said, I am the one who has the key of hell and of death. Amen. Because he has destroyed him who used to hold the power of death. I want you to pray. Lord, grant me deep understanding as I come to study these things. So that from henceforth, I will know that Satan has no right or any power over me. That Jesus has already set me free. And whoever the Son of God sets free is free indeed. You have shown me that I now have absolute authority over all the power of Satan. That's what you have said. That I have all authority over all the power of Satan. And you gave me this authority by restoring my dominion. And more importantly, Christ, who is God, has come to live in me. Will Satan have authority over his maker? No. Help me to understand this revelation. And let me rise by revelation. Let me rise by revelation. In the name of Jesus. Let me rise by revelation. You have granted me absolute deliverance from sicknesses and diseases and from every kind of evil. That the Lord will deliver you from all, or he will save you from all evil. And he will preserve your soul. He will preserve you from all evil. And he will preserve your soul. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. The scepter of your rule has been given. Rule thou in the midst of your enemies. I will not run away from this world. I've come to this world to fulfill the purpose of God for my life. I will rule in the midst of my enemies. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. And my cup runs over in their sight. Lord, help me. As I begin to walk and learn these new things, open me up to depths. Depths in you in the name of Jesus. Open me up to depths. Depths in you in the name of Jesus Christ. Open me up to depths. Depths in you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about a transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, please contact us on 0814-0399-782, 0818-7282-363, 0803-3483-058, or visit our website at www.reformationplatform.com. God bless you.